This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. How much do you need to earn a year to move into a typical home nowadays? A lot more than you did just 5 years ago. I'm joined now by Bankrate housing market analyst Jeff Ostrowski. Thank you, Jeff, for joining me this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, and good morning.
Good morning. What's the cost of the typical home in the United States, and then how much would I need to make a year to afford that house?
Well, so the median home price nationally is about $418,000. To qualify for a mortgage, assuming a 20% down payment, you would need to make about $117,000. And that's household income. Most buyers are couples, and most of those couples have two incomes. But $117,000 in income to afford a median-priced house in the U.S. But there's pretty wide variation in places like California and Hawaii. You need more than $200,000. And then in places like West Virginia, Iowa, Indiana, Missouri, you need less than $75,000. So a huge gap still in home prices throughout the country.
$418,000, that is incredible. What have we seen as far as the increase in salary versus the increase in what that median home costs in just the last 5 years?
Well, the home prices are very much outpacing wage gains. And that's what's creating this affordability squeeze that's really hitting first-time buyers. And the supply of homes just has not kept up with demand, and that's why prices have risen so rapidly, so dramatically compared to wages. So, yes, definitely home prices have outpaced wage growth over the past 5 years and even over the past 15 years.
You mentioned our region. When we look at Illinois and Missouri, for example, what's that median home price for that $75,000 salary we need to earn?
So as of January, according to Redfin, median home price in Missouri was about $257,000. In Illinois, we've just got a statewide median of $284,000. And, of course, that's brought up by the Chicago area. So downstate Illinois, it's closer to that Missouri median. But definitely the Midwest has lower home prices than national norms.
What are some of the most affordable states for homes, according to your latest survey?
Well, I mentioned West Virginia. That's the most affordable state. And we look not just at home prices, but also at property taxes and homeowners insurance. So that affected our calculus as well. But in West Virginia, you need an income of just $64,000 a year to qualify for a mortgage. Iowa, Ohio, Mississippi, Indiana were all amongst the five most affordable markets. And then Missouri is pretty close to the bottom in terms of affordability. So 44th overall, you need about $74,000 in annual income to afford a median-priced home in Missouri.
That is Bankrate housing market analyst Jeff Ostrowski. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, thanks a lot.